And we're here now in the WGXC Wave Farm with, I know I practice this over and over again, and I said I'm going to mess it up, so...
Antje
Fullwinkel.
I help you.
One of us said it right, at least. And you're here from Berlin, and you're a sound and radio artist. What are you doing in the United States here from Berlin?
I came for a performance tour with two friends and colleagues. And we have been performed in Boston for the non-event venue. Yeah, they don't have a space right now, so we performed actually in the Goethe Institute. And then we went to New York, and we were invited by Issue Project Room for an international sound art poetry. Sound Poetry Festival, and we performed there. And
and they don't really have a space either.
Yeah. So we performed actually in Wendy's Subway, but which was also a very nice space. And they had a temporary library with books and audio tapes and records and everything. Yeah, it was very nice.
And can you tell us about your performances? What do you do exactly?
I performed a performance that's actually based on the piece that I will play right now, and it's with two vinyl players, and I use my own voice, and it's about language courses. So, the other two is Mark Matter is also doing a vinyl performance, and Svante Lichtenstein, she's using electronics and her own voice. So three different approaches to sound poetry.
And what, do you record vinyl records of your own voice to perform with? Is that?
No, I have. I have collected vinyl records with language courses for, I don't know, maybe 1 year or 2 years, and then I made a piece of it. And for the performance, I couldn't really use them because there were so many. And then, only years later, I had this idea. Okay, I found a guy in Berlin who made new vinyls. So now I have only two, and they are my own vinyls. They are specially made for me, and they have pauses, so where the groove is closed and it stops, so I can handle it with two players. Yeah.
And when you said vocal crossing, or what was the term you used? Can you explain that?
I use vocal crossing.
I thought it was crossing. Maybe I
pronounced something in the wrong way. I can't remember. Crossing.
Well,
I don't know.
What are on the records?
The language crosses.
Language crosses. That's what that's
crosses. Yeah,
that's crosses, not crossing.
Crosses,
yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. They were. In the 70s, in the 60s and 70s. That was before digital age or era. Yeah, they were almost all published on vinyl or on audio tape.
Oh, courses, like teaching.
Lessons.
You. Lessons, yes.
Lessons, okay. Is this the right term? Yeah, lessons. Language lessons, yeah.
I thought I'd be able to pull one out, but
yeah.
I have somewhere. There's a Swedish one here somewhere.
I don't know, but now I know what you're talking about.
Almost everyone has someone in the drawer, in the old thing, and nobody listens to it. And I had a friend who was collecting vinyls, and he had like 50,000 vinyls in his space, and he just collected everything that was cheap, I think. And then
I think I have 10 or 15 probably language records, like an Arabic. There's a Polish I have, I think. Yeah. So it was like back in the age of. When people took home movies and then showed them on 8mm, you would—that's how you would learn foreign languages with your turntable.
Yeah. And they had a very special style in this time. I mean, the focus was very much on pronunciation, and on repetition. So many of these lessons sound like. This is a table, and that is a glass. And then there's a long pause, and you are supposed to repeat these sentences. And when I listened to it the first time, I I found myself there looking on the vinyls, and yeah, my eyes were like turning around a little bit. I mean, you try these repetitions maybe once or twice, and then it's boring. And I found myself there looking on the vinyl and listening to the crackles, very concentrated. And then there were these people saying hello, and then nothing. And suddenly I had the idea, it's like a metaphor. All these language courses were actually made to bring people together and to make them communicate with each other and when they are abroad. But in the end, yeah, this focus on pronunciation isolates them because everyone tries to avoid mistakes. And then these pauses, the time pauses, became like like space. So I had the feeling they were drifting away from each other in the universe. So the groove on the vinyl that seemed to be an orbit in the universe. And in my mind, I had this image of people drifting away, being totally isolated in the universe, and the pauses were like dark, a dark space. And so it's something. Yeah, it's,
and it works especially good for radio because pauses naturally give people the idea to create whatever idea in their head, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. So you could fill the pauses with a lot of different things, but I can't imagine that anyone really did all this repetition they were expected to do. It's strange. But then there's also, I mean, maybe they didn't work really as language lessons. I mean, it's the time is over now. Now language lessons are all more modern and they come to dialogues very soon and you really get in contact with people. But in these times, but there was some language of music in it. So I was still fascinated. I think, on the one hand, it's pretty boring, but on the other hand, it has such a strong quality, a musical quality. And that was the motivation. I thought I have to try to make it more dense so that people like to listen to it and get the atmosphere of these courses, but you can't play them as they are, then it's boring. But if you kind of, what would you say, densify them, then...
So is that what you did? You densified them?
No, I collected a lot, and then I used only some passages that I found very typical, or some are also very, particularly strange. And also I used, for example, in the very beginning, you hear a rotten lesson. That was an audio tape. And when you store audio tapes for a very long time, then the material, the
sound... a little melty and slows,
it copies through,
No, you hear double. You can hear the other side, yeah.
Yeah, you hear echoes. And they create a little like natural crescendo and decrescendo. So that was like ready-made with a rotten language lesson. And that's the beginning of the piece.
So we'll talk more about this in a few minutes, but we need to play the piece now in order to get it in time.
It's 50 minutes, but you will hear very different things, different languages. And
we'll be back after that and talk about it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Зеркало.
The man. The woman. The woman. The woman. Grocer.
Лещик.
Staircase.
Sir.
The doctor.
Doctor.
The red.
Дых.
You're going to do a little experiment now. Place your open hand on your throat so that your thumb rests under your ear. Now say the following words after me and notice whether you feel anything in your throat when you pronounce the TH sound. Thin. Thin. Thick. Thick. Thanks. Now, did you hear the difference in sound between the TH in thin and the TH in this? Right. You get a kind of buzzing sound when you make the TH in this. And at the same time, you feel a vibration in your throat. You're making that vibration in your throat with your voice. When you say this, that, those. And now that you know that you're using your voice to make the TH as in this, let's see how your tongue, teeth, and lips work together with your voice. It's really very simple. Put the tip of your tongue between your teeth. Hold your tongue between your teeth lightly, but don't let it slip away from your teeth. Now, pressing lightly on your tongue, use your voice to get this humming, vibrating sound of
the
This is a bird. It could have been a dog, but it is a bird. It could have been a black, barking, biting dog, but it is a bird. If it wasn't a bird, it would be a ball. Maybe. Yes, a ball. It is a bird that could be a ball. It is an English bird. It's coming from England. England has many birds. There are also French birds, but this is an English bird. A red English bird. It could have been a green French bird, but it is a red English one. And that is a little difference. It's a difference in color and in nationality. If it wasn't an English bird, it could have been a French bird. And being a French bird, it would have been green. And wouldn't it be nice to have a red English bird and a green French bird? A red one and a green one? And another red one and another green one? And another one and another one? If we like to have them, we can have them. We are wanting a thing, and we can have that thing. We can have birds, balls, gardens, butterflies. We can make the sun shine. We can have grass and bees. And whenever we want, we can meet nice people.
Guten Morgen.
Very nice people.
Hello. Bonjour.
Good morning.
Listen, do not speak.
Hello.
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 Sabah el khair.
Hello.
Ciao.
Listen, do not speak.
Is Anne here? Is Anne here? Hello.
Hello.
I wonder if I could see Mr. Mee. Mi chiamo Peter.
Ich heiße Robert.
I am Mrs. Clark.
Je m'appelle Marie.
Ich möchte
mich Sie kennenzulernen.
Sie heißt Marie. Er heißt Peter. Er ist krank.
Hello.
Hallo.
Was?
Sie hat...
Hello.
Hallo.
Ciao.
Es tut mir leid.
Mr. Simpson is here.
Ma che sorpresa.
Das freut mich.
Enchanté.
Bonjour. Good morning, John.
Ich möchte Ihnen...
Who is that?
Simpson. David Simpson. Ciao.
May I introduce my friend?
Very pleased to meet you.
My name is John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, sir.
How do you do?
Che piacere.
Fine, thank you.
That's Miss Green. Good morning.
Haben Sie Kinder? Wie alt ist Ihre Tochter? Wie heißt Ihre Schwester? Wie heißt Ihr Bruder? Sind Sie verheiratet? Wie alt sind Sie? Wie alt ist Ihre Frau? Wie alt ist Ihr Sohn?
Wo wohnen Sie?
Who are you?
I am Mrs. Clark.
Je m'appelle Marie.
Pierre.
John.
Anne. I'm William.
Hello, William.
And I'm Richard.
Hello, Richard.
I am Walter.
Which is Connie?
I am Connie.
She is Connie.
She is my wife.
Your wife?
Yes.
His wife.
I am her husband.
You are her husband.
I am Connie.
Connie.
I am Walter.
Walter?
Connie is Walter's
Walter
wife.
Walter is Connie's
Connie
husband.
Is Walter's wife.
He is his wife.
Yes.
You are her husband.
Hello, William.
Hello, Richard.
Hello,
Walter
Richard.
Is Connie's husband.
Which is Connie?
She is Connie.
Your wife.
His wife.
Your wife.
Connie.
You are her
Connie.
Husband.
Which is Connie?
Connie.
Walter?
She is
Walter
Connie.
Walter is Connie's husband.
She is
Connie.
His wife.
Hello, we are Walter and Connie. We are husband and wife.
That is really something. It is not anything. Although, sooner or later, it will change and it will sound like...
House. Street. Car. Garden. Table. Hairdresser. Beer. Work. Fence. Repair. Repeat.
House. Street. Car. Garden. Table. Hairdresser. Beer. Work. Fence. Repair. Repeat.
House. Street. Car. Garden. Table. Hairdresser. Beer. Work. Fence. Repair. Repeat.
House. Street. Car. Garden. Table. Hairdresser. Beer. Work. Fence. Repair. Repeat.
House. Street. Car. Garden. Table. Hairdresser. Beer. Work. Fence. Repair. Repeat.
House, street, car, good morning, garden, table, hairdresser, beer, work, fence, repair, repeat.
House, street, car, garden, table, hairdresser, beer, good morning, work, fence, repair, repeat. House, street, car, garden, table, hairdresser, beer, good morning, work, fence, repair, repeat. House, street, car, garden, table, hairdresser, beer, good morning, work, fence, repair, repeat. House, street, car, garden, table, hairdresser, beer, good morning, work, fence, repair, repeat. House, street, car, garden, table, hairdresser, beer, good morning, work, fence, repair, repeat. House, street, car, garden, table, hairdresser, beer, good morning. Good morning, work, fence, repair, repeat. House, street, car, garden, table, hairdresser, beer. Good morning, work, fence, repair, repeat. House, street, car, garden, table, hairdresser, beer. Good morning, work, fence, repair, repeat. House, street, car, garden, table, hairdresser, beer. Good morning, work, fence, repair, repeat. House, street, car, garden, table, hairdresser, beer. Good morning, work, fence, repair, repeat. House, street, car, garden, table, hairdresser, beer. Work, fence, repair, repeat. House, street, car,
good morning,
garden, table, hairdresser, beer.
Good morning,
work, fence. Repair, repeat. House, street, car.
Good morning.
Garden, table, hairdresser, beer.
Good morning.
Work, fence, repair, repeat. House,
street,
street,
car.
Car.
Garden.
Garden.
Table.
Table.
Hairdresser.
Hairdresser.
Beer.
Beer. Work.
Fence.
Repair.
Repair.
Repeat.
A cup?
Yes. No. No. Yes.
It isn't.
No.
Yes.
There is a cup.
No.
No. Is it a cup? Yes. Is it yes. A no.
It is.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Is it a book?
Yes.
Is it a book?
No. Yes.
Is it a book?
No. No.
Mike is lighting a pipe. Mike, look. Smoke. Here is a pipe. There is a lighter. Take the lighter. Light the pipe. Smoke. Peter, eat. Mike, look. Tim,
yes.
Drink.
No.
Tim, look. Tom,
yes.
Look. Paul,
no.
Look. There's a bush.
Yes. No.
There's a fox.
Yes. No.
Here's a
no.
Bullet.
This is a flower.
Yes.
Here is a gun.
Is it a flower?
No.
Fred is firing
yes.
A rifle.
No.
Load the rifle.
Yes.
Fred, look.
No.
Fire the rifle.
Here
is a
yes.
Rifle.
No.
There is
no.
The target. Load
that
the
is
rifle.
A girl. The girl is in the garden.
Fire the rifle.
This is a farm.
What is Fred doing?
The farmer is in the field.
Fred is loading the rifle.
Bullet, gun, fox.
Light the pipe.
Fred is firing the rifle.
Fred, fire the rifle.
This is a door.
No. Yes. No. Yes. No. No.
Yes. This is a door.
This is a window. And this is a chair.
This is a bottle.
This is a box. That is a bottle.
This is not a bottle. This is an umbrella.
An umbrella.
This is a box. This is not an umbrella.
This isn't an umbrella.
This is a clock.
This is a window. This isn't a door.
That is a door. What is that?
This is a lamp. What is that?
This is not a lamp. This isn't a lamp. This is an iron. This is an umbrella.
This is my umbrella. My
yes,
umbrella.
Connie. That
my
is your umbrella.
This is a razor.
That is my razor.
My umbrella.
That is my umbrella.
My razor.
My umbrella.
This is my
it
umbrella.
Is my umbrella.
My umbrella.
That is your razor.
Your razor.
My razor.
My
your
umbrella.
Razor.
Is this a clock?
Yes.
It is.
It is my umbrella.
Is that a clock?
No.
My
it isn't a clock.
No.
Yours.
It is my umbrella.
My umbrella.
My umbrella.
My umbrella.
My umbrella.
So one day, a Japan man told me, hey, nama mugi nama gumi nama tamango. A Japan man told me, I really don't know what they mean. They say nama mugi nama gumi nama tamango. I really don't know the meaning of the phrase. You see, I was very, very angry this day, you know. Nama mugi nama gumi nama tamango. That's what he said. A Japan man told me, he said, hey, nama mugi. He was with his girlfriend, I think. There were two people, a man and a woman. So they were talking together, and when I went next to them, they say, nama mugi nama gumi nama tamango. I asked them, no, I prayed them to explain me the meaning of their phrase. They refused. I really don't know what they mean. He said he was with his girlfriend, I think. There were two people. They were talking with one and his in a woman. And when I went next to them, see, I was very, very angry this day, you know. He said, hey, you see, I was very, very angry. There were two people. Nama mugi nama gumi nama tamango. No, I prayed them. So one day, a Japan man told me,
hey, managumi und so weiter.
A woman and his they were two. Nama mugi nama gumi nama tamango.
Afrikaner. An Afrikaner is der Japaner. Es waren zwei Japaner.
Nama mugi nama gumi nama tamango.
Ich weiß nicht wirklich, aber das klingt nicht wirklich japanisch.
So one day, a Japan man told me, hey.
Ein bisschen zu wenig Is
hey,
drin. Ein afrikanischer Dialekt.
Man in his, in woman.
Vielleicht Kreol. Der Afrikaner hat sich zwei Japanern genähert. Und die haben ihm mit einem Wort geantwortet.
Mana und Mango.
I really don't know what they mean.
Wir haben zum Beispiel auf Französisch das gleiche für Japaner. Zum Beispiel Yamamoto Kaderate Sapetoku.
Das ist Nama Mugi Nama Gome Nama Tamango.
Yamamoto Kaderate Sapetoku.
I really don't know the meaning of the phrase. He said, hey.
Vielleicht, wahrscheinlich hatte er gar kein Japanisch sprechen können. Afrikanisch, der japanische Mann.
Die Expression, qui ressemble à une expression japonaise, comme Yamamoto Kaderate Sapetoku.
Nama mugi, nama gome, nama
ku. Der japanische Mann hat einen Satz auf Japanisch gesagt.
Sapetoku.
Das hat aber der afrikanische Mann überhaupt nicht verstanden. Und dann hat es der japanische Mann immer wieder wiederholt. Und dann hat wahrscheinlich. Und ich denke, dass der Japaner Japanisch gesprochen hat, dass aber der Afrikaner irgendetwas gesagt hat, das wie Japanisch klingen sollte, aber irgendwie eher Afrikanisch geklungen
hat.
Ich glaube eigentlich vielleicht sogar, dass der japanische Mann Afrikanisch sprechen wollte.
Der japanische Mann hat einen Satz auf Japanisch gesagt.
Japan man told me.
Li四跟李四是两个人，那么张三跟李四是两个人，他们是谁啊？那么他呢？他是谁？那么两个人跟两个人是几个人呢？是三个人，不是？不是。 两个两个是四，你们俩跟我们俩，你们俩跟我们俩，他们俩跟你们俩跟我们俩，我们咱们是四，我是张三，你是李四，张三，所以我张三，张三，
赶快说，谁比太软？
走不开。
两个人响得很，嗓子大。椅子呢？
在这儿，在我这儿。
你那儿有几支铅笔呀？你有几支铅笔呀？
我有一支，两支，三支，四支，五支，六支，七支。我有七支，
不是，
一二三四五六，一二三四五六，
我没有七支铅笔，我只有六支。
I will bay you, I tell you, for a million billion. I will bill you, I tell you, for a million billion. I will bill you, I tell you, for a million billion. The second incorrect way. This is the really bad sound. The second incorrect way.The second incorrect way. Ding dong sounded the long, strong sound of the gong. The second incorrect way. Along the corridor, where throngs joined in the long song. Ding dong sounded the long, strong sound of the gong. Sounded the long, strong sound of the gong. Joined in the wrong song. Along the corridor, where throngs joined in the wrong song.
Passing and twin rings have sounded tinnily. 10 lingering hours have kindled the wintry winds into thin tendrils of icy flame. I will bill you, I tell you, for a million billion. Won't you, don't you, shan't you, in this situation, lose your virtue? Ding dong sounded the long, strong sound of a gong along the corridor, where throngs joined in the wrong song.Then, as now, there were more there than those others said there were. Horrible oral moralizing about quarrels, quarrel in the forest, will cause some sorrow tomorrow.
You're all right on the first exercise, Mrs. Landy. In the second exercise, however, you use a very dark L, way back in the throat. You say, I will bill you, I tell you, for a million billion.The third exercise is okay. The fourth, be very careful that you don't say a long, wrong song.
The sound of M.
You pronounce dong and gong all right.
Whenever you see M,
the other sounds are
it
wrong.
It has the same sound.
Ding dong.
Just like the M in mama, or me, or my. The same
tomato,
sound.
Bem.
Tomorrow.
M.
Bump. Martini.Pronounce the M just as I do. Cream. Cream. Home. Home. Some. Rum. Him.Drum. Drum. Drum.
Il a une tête ronde. Voici la tête de Pierre Vincent. Il est fort. Il a quatre membres robustes. Un, je suis grand. Je ne suis pas petit.
Deux, tu es grand.
Tu n'es pas petit.
Vous êtes grand.
Vous n'êtes pas petit.
3. Il est grand.
Il n'est pas petit.
Elle est grande.
Elle n'est pas petite.
1. Nous sommes grands.
Nous ne sommes pas petits.
2. Vous êtes grand.
Vous n'êtes pas petit.
3. Ils sont grands.
Ils ne sont pas petits. Petits.
Elles sont grandes.
Elles ne sont pas petites.
Répétez. 17.
Bonjour, Jacques.
18.
Bonjour, Paul.
19.
Comment vas-tu?
20.
Je vais très bien.
Pas.
22.
Pas.
23.
24.
25.
26.
27.
28.
29.
Pas.
30.
L'Istituto Geografico De Agostini di Novara presenta Il francese per tutti, corso programmato di lingua francese. Registrazione numero 1. Parte prima. Unité 1. Conversation.
I wanted to say buenas noches,
ich wollte
or to excuse myself,
gute Nacht,
like,
oder
pardon,
es tut mir leid, oder etwas derartiges sagen.
Or something like that. But when I opened
Aber als
the door,
ich die Tür aufstieß,
I saw that the light was already
sah
off.
Ich, dass im Schlafsaal das Licht schon aus war.
I undressed myself. I organized my bed
ich
very
habe mein
softly.
Bett so leise, wie es nur ging, gemacht.
And I put
und habe
myself
mich niedergelegt, habe mich schlafen gelegt.
I couldn't see almost anything.
Ich konnte fast nichts sehen. Aber es schien mir, als gäbe es
still two beds unoccupied.
Einige Minuten später öffnete sich die Tür. Und eine andere Frau trat
and
ins Zimmer.
Woman came in. She also undressed in the dark.
Legte sich hin, ohne ein Wort zu sagen, und zwar in mein Bett.
And she took the
Auch
bed
sie
next
kleidete
to
sich
me
im Dunkeln
and went to bed without saying a word.
Ohne ein Wort zu sagen, in dem Bett neben
this
mir.
Room, this room where we were, which
das
was
Zimmer,
so warm,
in dem
es
sehr warm
was also
war,
quiet.
War ganz still.
All you could hear was this far away traffic.
Dem fernen Geräusch
I started to relax.
Weiten, fernen, Straßenverkehrs.
As I was trying to fall asleep,
atmete die Frau, die nach mir gekommen war, mit einem Mal durch die Nase ein.
Beside me started breathing. She took a breath of air through her nose very loudly.
So geräuschvoll widerfahren, dass ich erstaunt war.
Did it so loudly,
ich dachte, sie habe zu schnarchen begonnen.
Man hörte nichts außer dem
I thought she would start snoring.
Leisen Geräusch eines weißen Straßenverkehrs.
Sie atmete erst nach
Thank
acht
God,
Sekunden wieder
that.
Und als ich dabei war, einzuschlafen,
she took some air back after 8 seconds.
Sog
That's quite a long time.
Die Frau, die sich neben mich gelegt hatte, die sich
That's
ins Bett neben mich gelegt
time,
hatte, die Luft mit einem Mal durch die Nase ein. Erst nach 8 Sekunden.
Then she started again after 9 seconds.
Das ist mehr als ein tiefes Luft.
Das tat sich so geräuschvoll.
I mean, this noise made it difficult for me to fall asleep.
Sog die Frau neben mir. Ich dachte, sie habe zu schnarchen angefangen. Luft durch ihre Nase ein. Aber es war kein Schnarchen.
Das war calm.
Welche Sprache spricht sie? Das ist mehr als ein tiefes Luft.
I was wondering if she was awake and doing it on purpose.
Ich dachte, sie habe zu schnarchen begonnen.
Which language did she speak?
Nach 9 Sekunden.
When she started to do it again, I started imitating her.
Das wird mich unbedingt vom Schlafen abhalten.
I wanted to show her that I could hear her.
Ich wollte ihr zeigen, dass man sie hören konnte. Ich fragte mich, ob sie wach war.
Exactly.
Ich folgte ihrem Atemrhythmus aufs Genaueste. Welche Sprache sprach sie?
I mean, the way she was breathing, there was no way that was a snore.
Als sie, das ist auf keinen Fall einfach ein Schnarchen sein könne. Ein weiteres Mal auf diese Weise Luft geholt hatte, begann ich, habe ich sie zu imitieren. Ich wollte ihr zeigen, dass man sie hören könne. Ich folgte und imitierte ihren Rhythmus. Ihren Atemrhythmus. Genau.
I would have liked if she started wonder, what is that weird noise imitating me?
Ich folgte mit Genauigkeit und imitierte das ihren auf gar keinen Fall ein Schnarchen sein könne.
Or that she asked herself or asked me actually directly why I was imitating her breath like that.
Her breathing. Ich fand, dass sie schmerzlich genau atmete und dass das kein Schnarchen
sein könne. But nothing happened. She didn't say a word. She was breathing in, I was breathing in, she was breathing out, I was breathing out.
Frage, oder sogar mich frage, warum ich auf diese Weise atme.
It lasted for a bit.
Nichts Besonderes geschah. Sie sog Luft ein, ich sog Luft ein.
Du willst eine fremde Sprache lernen. Du willst die von dir gewählte fremde Sprache perfekt und schnell lernen. Du willst die fremde Sprache ohne jede Mühe lernen. Du willst sie lernen, während du schläfst. Du wirst bestimmte Töne hören. Und alles, was du nach ihnen hörst, musst du gut in dich aufnehmen. Du erinnerst dich dann immer daran, sowohl morgens beim Aufwachen als auch in der Zukunft. Immer.
The next morning.
Und am nächsten Morgen.
I didn't remember how it all ended.
Immer noch nicht.
I mean, did she realize I was sort of imitating her? Or did I simply fall asleep?
Hatte sie mich verstanden? Oder bin ich darüber eingeschlafen?
J'avais l'intention de dire buenas noches, pardon. Quelque chose comme ça. Mais en poussant la porte, j'ai vu que dans le dortoir, les lumières étaient déjà éteintes. Je me suis déshabillée, j'ai préparé mon lit le plus doucement possible et je me suis couchée. Je pouvais presque rien voir, mais il me semble qu'il y avait encore deux lits qui étaient occupés. Quelques minutes plus tard, la porte s'ouvrit et une autre femme entra. Elle se déshabilla aussi dans l'obscurité et se coucha sans dire un mot dans le lit à côté du mien. La pièce où il faisait chaud était tranquille. On n'entendait que le doux bruit lointain du trafic routier. Elle attendait. Alors que j'étais en train de m'endormir, la femme qui était aspira à l'air d'un seul coup à travers le lit. Le fit si bruyamment que cela me fait qu'elle commençait à ronfler, mais ce n'était pas un ronflement. Elle reprit l'air au bout de 8 secondes seulement. C'était plus qu'une bouffée d'air, non? Puis, elle réitéra au bout de 9 secondes. Ce vacarme m'empêchait de dormir. Je me demandais si elle était réveillée, si elle le faisait exprès. Quelle langue parlait-elle? Lorsqu'elle aspira l'air une fois de plus, je me mis à l'imiter. Je voulais lui montrer qu'on pouvait l'entendre. Je suivais et imitais avec exactitude le rythme de sa respiration. Je trouvais qu'elle respirait péniblement et que cela ne pouvait tout simplement pas être un ronflement. Plutôt un soupir méprisant. Je voulais qu'elle s'étonne de l'écho nocturne bizarre ou qu'elle se même me demande pourquoi je respirais comme je le faisais. Mais il ne se passait rien de spécial. Elle aspirait l'air, j'aspirais l'air. Le lendemain matin, je ne savais pas comment tout ça avait pris fin. Je veux dire, m'avait-elle comprise ou m'étais-je endormie?
Why didn't you ask your boss? Because he doesn't listen to me. Why didn't you check with me first? Because I was in a hurry.
Call me yesterday. I didn't remember your number.
First. Why first? Why didn't you call? Why because didn't you call me yesterday? Because I didn't remember your number. Why did
fill out this form? It was too long.
Why didn't you fill out this form? Because it was too long.
Fire her. She needs the job.
Why didn't you fire her?
Stop in to say hello. We were busy all day.
And we're back on 90.7 WGXC Acre with Antje Fulwinkel. I got it?
Yeah, oh. Yeah, you got it.
And is there a name for the piece we just heard?
Yeah, it's called Call Me Yesterday.
Call Me Yesterday. And you want to describe, if people are just tuning in or tuned in during, what they were hearing?
Yeah, it's a text sound composition, or you could call it radio play if you like. And it's based on language courses from the 60s and 70s, mixed with my own sounds and music and some own texts, some documentary speech.
And you perform that live? So like if you do that live, you'd have the chalkboard sounds going?
Yeah. I've now live performances with some of the pieces. I mean, that we have heard many chapters. And yeah, I have a performance where I use two vinyl players. So you will hear the sounds from the original sounds, these teaching sounds. And I have a blackboard at the wall. And I amplify the sounds of the chalk with a contact mic. So I'm writing on the board. And I use my own voice. And so you can also, yeah, see it live.
Now, is this normal kind of work for you, or is this a totally different project than you usually do?
No, I'm into sound art and radio art, and this is one of my I've done a lot of projects, many projects with sound and music. So I'm often into the combining sound, text and music, or finding the music in the language, or the language in the music. Yeah.
Do you always work with the language records, or do you use other media too?
Yeah. When I finished this project, which had been pretty successful, so it had been presented or broadcasted in I think 16 countries meanwhile, because it's basic English and you can present it in other countries too.
Were there language records from all different countries? Were they when you were a kid in Germany, they were German, how to learn English records?
We had this at school, really. I have learned English. I have learned English in a language laboratory, it was called.
They put you in a little booth?
Yeah, yeah. So we were completely isolated. And I mean, nowadays it's completely different. You get into dialogues very soon and you meet other people and you, yeah. I mean, I have to say, when I was 15 or 16, I went to England, so I met real English-speaking people.
You weren't just in that isolation booth.
Yeah, yeah. But that was not part of the school lessons. That was my family who sent me there. And that, of course, that was like a shock. Or okay, they're real people who speak like that.
Nobody says "then." Yeah. Mm. Or there was a lot of "ms" there. It was like a Campbell's soup commercial there.
Yeah. You asked me. No, of course. But I've asked myself. Okay, it's nice with these things. But I draw kind of two conclusions, or I thought, what, I cannot work all my life with language lessons, but I was interested in the speech melodies, I found these artificial melodies, like this is a table and that is a door. There's already music in it. It's nobody composed the music, nobody invented a melody, but it's like a side effect, and that's something that often occurs to me, that I find it authentic in a way, although it's totally artificial, and the authenticity is like a side effect. So if you don't care about, you care about pronunciation, but you don't care about music, so then the result can be a very interesting sort of music. And then I started to look for other interesting speech melodies, and that led me to dialects. And so one part of my work is composing with melodies in dialects. And I could present you some snippets from the compositions.
Sure, yeah. So what are you interested about dialects, about how different languages sound different among different localities? Or what is your interest in?
My interest is really only, it's a musical interest. So I don't care about what word they use in for a cup of tea or in the next village. There are many scientists, linguistics, who do research about this, and I'm totally not interested in this kind of stuff. I'm only looking for the most sing-songy dialect.
You're looking for languages that sing.
Yeah.
So what languages have the best singing? Is it singing qualities or sound like singing? What is it?
I don't know. The melodical? The most melodical, maybe?
I would guess, just guessing, I would say Irish, Italian. I'm not sure what else. What languages have you found that are melodic?
Yeah, there in every country, I think there are certain regions. I mean, also in Germany, but I don't want to use German dialects, at least not for presentations in Germany, because when you understand it a little bit, then your focus is on what they're talking about. But I want to put the focus on the music, so I'm looking for languages that almost nobody understands. So, and therefore, I like disappearing languages or languages with a very small community. And for example, there are dialects that are more melodical than others. We have, I mean, in Germany, Berlin dialect can be very harsh or rough or Bavarian, but it's not so melodical. But at the Rhine, it's really very melodical. And Norwegian dialects are often very melodical. Some Swedish, some in the south of France.
Is it southern dialects in general are more melodic than the northern dialects? Is there a difference between northern and southern dialects and across the board in countries?
No, I don't think so. No. I mean, Norwegian
States,
is
the southern dialect in the United States, I guess, would be more melodic.
Yeah, yeah. That's we perform our next performance will be in Washington. Then after that, I am going south, and I would like to do one more recording of a dialect in Atlanta.
Real southern. I can't even do it. Little bit there.
Yeah.
I'm from Baltimore. That's technically the South, but it's not. It's a whole world of its weird world of its own, Baltimore accents.
Yeah.
But you're looking for a real southern accent, then.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, somebody who really sings, use. And I'm traveling. I really try to do the recording where people live, and I see myself sometimes like a, I don't know the English expression, like a butterfly catcher. Because when sometimes you hear the melodies in the streets and you think, wow, that's so beautiful, such a nice catchy tune. And then you come with your microphone and you ask people, oh, could you do this again, please? And then
you get the butterfly back into the
butterfly's gone.
And the butterfly's dead in the science lab.
Yeah, and then it's flat, then the melody is gone because people then start to control themselves. And so it's not so easy to catch
it's difficult
to get it.
Because once you tell people, oh, I want to record you, then they start talking differently.
Yeah, definitely. So, and of course, I've also thought, okay, I could find speakers of every dialect in Berlin or in New York or in the internet on YouTube. But it's not so easy. On YouTube, there are many people who try to imitate dialects, but most of them are not native speakers. And in my experience, people really speak differently when they grew up. You know, it's really worth traveling there. And on remote islands or in the mountains, it's much stronger. And when you live in a big city, after 1 year or after 2 years, it's...
Oh, you're exposed to so many other dialects that you're not as true to your own.
Yeah.
But if you're up in a mountain and you're only exposed to other people up on the mountain, then you talk like the people up on the mountain, I guess, right? Is that what you're saying?
No. Me? Myself? No. I don't know. But, I mean, when people are... I mean, when we are in the city, I mean, people start to talk more in a dialect when they meet others who speak the same dialect, or they meet their family or old neighbors or something. But I'm coming from another part of the world, and when I approach these people, I can't get them into a situation where they feel... familiar with this, and they're looking at me and they are thinking, oh, what is this blonde woman doing there, and why does she want to record my language? And they don't know what it is, and it's difficult to get them.
And you're having difficulty communicating probably a little bit because you speak a different language, and that always. People always talk slower, don't they? When they think people don't understand, they think if you talk slower, you'll be able to understand better.
Yeah. It's always good to have a third person involved, a contact person, because I don't mind what they talk about. I just want a flow in the speech. So then I go then, yeah, tell me just any story, and they think I'm completely mad because I traveled so far, and then why did she came? And then they always start to most of them want to tell me the story of their village because they think it's something important, but it's not so personal. And I want a personal story because then the dialect comes more through because they are involved more and they speak more emotional and more spontaneous. So then the second thing is then they want to tell me the story of their life. It's more personal, but it's still not really what I use. I want them to tell me just a little story, like what happened yesterday, maybe. Ah, in the bus, there was this strange driver. Or there's always something going on, but it's difficult to get them to talk about these very everyday life things. So
they think you've come all the way from Germany, so they have to tell you something important.
Yeah, that's it. So it's most times better if you have more time and there's a third person and you start talking about other things, and then slowly, step by step, you glide into a situation that's more natural. Yeah.
And do you have a favorite dialect?
There are so many. Yeah, let me think. I have brought some little snippets.
Are you gonna play some dialects for us?
Yeah, I play some.
Maybe the listeners can choose their favorite.
Okay.
And if you just tuned in, we're talking to Antje Fulwinkel,
mm-hmm.
And is there a website or something people you can send people to if they're interested in what we're talking about?
Yeah, the website is my name. It's difficult. www.antjevovinkel.de. So I have to should I spell my name, or they can check the
Check the WGXC website, yeah, or the Wavefarm website and see it's A N T J E V O W I N C K E L .com.
No, .de.
.de. .de for Germany.
For Deutschland. In German, it's Deutschland, so .de is for Germany. And okay, I play you the first snippet. It's
where are we going first?
We go to Switzerland, but it's not Swiss. It's not German. You know, in Switzerland they speak German. Well, this is in English, Rätoromanisch. So it's you will hear.
Mobile. Mobile. E vil quintar vo in istorja. Mobile. In istorja. Če mi zba pan mur a pa san ta, mobaj. In istorja, kučel vive unde žons, ško pobit pašter, ein šťal pro im paur. Alieva apertura las vaches, eintin stjarl. Mobain. Mobain. Mobain.
That was Nesa from Switzerland, and she spoke Rätoromanisch. And the next is Provençal, so that's in the south of France.
Alors, un douce ou très sana de arrière. Alors, douce ou très sana de arrière. Et même mon école. Est un un voyage à l'île de la Réunion. Alors. Alors, douce ou très sana de arrière, et aimer mon école. Est-ce qu'on a un voyage à l'île de la Réunion? Alors, avons passé douce, merveilleuse semaine, aimer nous correspondait. Et puis, la veille d'au départ, père nous faire plaisir, les professeurs nous ont aimé faire une après-midi jour plage. Alors.
So, another.
I was wondering if you've gotten to the point where you hear a dialect and you can tell where it's from.
If you're really familiar with it when you're a part of the region. So, I mean, now I know it's Provençal, but close to Provençal is Gascon. So, and there's Occitan. So there are different regions in France. So I think now with a little distance, I wouldn't be able to say. I could say it for the dialects in Germany, but not for other regions. You have to be very familiar.
Yes. I don't think I can do a very good job of the different dialects in the United States, even. I mean, like, I think we're pretty familiar with the Boston accent and the Southern accent that we talked about. I don't know where else. Are there other dialects in the United States you've been interested in?
No, I'm not sure. But we had this a little talk in Boston with an audience. And, I mean, immediately when this theme comes up, everyone knows a certain dialect in the States. And, of course.
And the Boston accent, too. I mean, that seems to be the one that people criticize movies for getting wrong the most. Movies set in Boston, the people can't do the dialect.
Yeah, it's really what I find fascinating about dialects is also it's something very, very old. I mean, where does it come from? It's thousands of years old, really, but it only occurs when you let loose, and it only occurs when you speak very spontaneously. It's a strange paradox, because if you want to control it, it's a way. And also actors are able to imitate dialects, and that's also a strange paradox, because they control to imitate the uncontrolled. It's very strange.
Very odd, yes.
I would like to explain a little bit how I use the music. So, there's a software option, audio to MIDI, so I have the possibility to extract a melody from the speech.
Is this the same thing that is in like pop songs that change people's singing to sound more smooth or something?
No, I don't.
What's it called? The tune? I forget what it's called.
No, it's actually it's an option that really extracts the melody. And when I first heard the result, I was I was kind of disappointed, because it sounded like, let me see if I have an example. It's not here. But it sounded like in the hospital when you're on the intensive.
The EKG machine?
Yeah. Because it's too exact. Too good. And the typical sounds, the characteristics of the dialects didn't come through. Everything sounded then the same. But I thought, hey, that's strange, because in my memory they are so typical sounds. And then I realized, actually it's something about memory, and our brain is already looking for figures, I think, in the melodies. And when I work with the speech recognition, I always have the feeling, but it's like catchy tunes. They stay in my brain, and I could imitate some of these dialect phrases the whole day. It's so clear. But it's when you listen to it in a technical way, then it's not so clear, because actually we have a lot of glissandi in our speech. And yeah, the memories like when you go to a cave, you know, with all these stalactites and stalagmites or whatever it's
called. I'm not sure which one's which. One goes up, one comes down.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And actually they all look very very similar, but you always remember when you had a figure, you see an eagle or a turtle or something, then you remember it. And I think with intervals in speech, it's more or less the same. You remember only what you already know. So typical intervals. And yeah, they make the typical sound of a dialect. And if you depict it with a technical means, it's over exact. And when I presented the first series of these dialect recordings, there were always guys in the audience, and they told me, yeah, but why do you use this MIDI scale? That's the chromatic scale. We have better means now. You could do it much more precisely. You could use more differences, more nuances in the scale. But I'm like, yeah, but it's not what I'm interested in. It wouldn't show you the typical character of the dialects. It's the memories already making it simpler as it is in the reality. So I only use this audio to MIDI files as a intermedium stadium, and then I worked on the. It helped me to work on the melody, made it easier. But then I went on and tried to extract the typical, really the typical intervals.
Mm. All right. Well, you got something else to play for us?
Yeah, I'll play you next. That's actually a German. So this is Swiss, Switzerland again, and it's German, but it's such a strong dialect. When I heard it the first time, I myself couldn't understand it. It's really strange.
Und in der Zeit, was da ganz schön ist, den haben wir als Spielzeug, haben wir, glaube ich, noch mal das Messer gehabt. Man hat mitgenommen. Das haben wir euch beruhigt, dass wir das Essen schneiden, das Brot und Käse und Wurst.
Steine haben wir geschossen. Ob ein Bärlo wert längst ein Bärlo findet. Oder wir haben zum Beispiel geschaut, wie man Ziel ballert. Ein Stein noch und dann das Ziel geschossen. Und so einmal war es so, dass der Bruder ist mit mir und ich konnte die Geise jagen. Und dann haben wir ein Ziel gemacht. Ist schon fast ähnlich, als Kriegsspiel war. Da war er hinter einem Baumstamm und ich war auf dieser Seite. Der Bruder. Und in der Zeit, was da ganz schön ist, war.
Yeah, that was Wallis Deutsch. So
he had quite a voice.
Yeah. There's.
Do you try to get people who have radio-ready voices, or do you like the quirkier, squeakier voices, or does it not? That doesn't matter so much.
Oh, I don't always have the choice. I have to take what I get. I mean, this is really a gift. If somebody has a strong melodical dialect, is willing to take part in my project, and then has also a strong voice, a sonor voice, yeah, that's then everything comes together. But of course, it's not often always the case. Sometimes I just have to take what I want. I mean, for example, the one before was a young boy. That's also a gift because often they are old people, and the young people don't speak the dialects anymore. So, yeah, no, I have to take what I get. But I, of course, I don't use all the recordings. Sometimes, I mean, there's always the question. I mean, the dialect is something, is a kind of overflu in my, not actually, it doesn't mean anything. So the scientists are not interested in it. But, and it's kind of, yeah, it's what scientists call impulsive or spontaneous prosody. So it's not controlled. But of course, there's another kind of prosody. It's called, it's a kind of rhetoric prosody. When you want to emphasize certain things, you know, I want you to learn this. Or then, of course, you use melodies to emphasize things. And sometimes I have speakers. They are very trained and they know very much how to tell things, and then there's a mixture. There's dialect melodies, but also a narrative thing, or it becomes too theatrical, and then I don't use it. It's always, it's always a little bit.
I'm trying to think. Are the great speakers? Do they speak? Like Obama is known for public speaking. Hitler, you know, changed people with his. Did they have great? Melodic qualities, or do you find that people that have voices that are that sort don't have that?
Yeah, they had, Obama. It's strange to mention Obama with Hitler in one.
That's right. Okay. I did that on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, many big politicians they have the ability to control their melodies, and they use it for a certain purpose, of course, and they want to influence people. And what I find interesting in dialect melodies is that they're just like flowers. They don't want anything. Actually, it's just overflow. It's nothing. It's nonsense.
And you want people in that relaxed state where Obama or some public figure is not in a relaxed vocal state. They're very much controlling their timbre, their tenor, their volume, all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's not that easy because, of course, they're also good because they can relax in a certain way. I mean, also actors. I mean, it's also strange about actors. Actors have to control their prosody, but the best actors are always the ones that can also let loose. And it's a very interesting field.
Well, the same with the politicians, probably. Are dialects decreasing? Like with the internet, everyone's listening to the same media or hearing the same voices. So dialects are decreasing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, languages die out. We have still, I think, 4,000 languages in the world, but we had 6,000 before, and so languages are dying out. I don't feel myself like, I'm a fighter for languages. I mean, I can't do that. It's kind of sad, but actually what I really find sad is not that a certain dialect dies out. I can't, it's with some species or, flowers or animals. That's globalization. It's okay. But it's also the ability, I think, of speaking impulsively or spontaneously, and I think it's a general thing that gets lost, that we, with all the media, we start to control our speech more and more.
And everybody's performing more now because they hear other people performing with their voices.
Yeah.
So there's not as much. It's harder to get natural voices.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not a scientist, but it's my impression sometimes.
It's hard to measure that, too, I guess. If you were a scientist, I don't know how. Yeah. Have you looked at people that study vocals?
Yeah, I have listened to a bunch of recordings of scientists, and it's really strange because often I found them totally boring because they go from village to village and they ask people, what would you say in your village for a bottle or whatever? And then they say one word, and you don't hear this melodical flow. It's totally out of it. It's then
they say it one word in a stilted manner. I mean, when you say a one word answer, you're not you're very tight and not not getting the sense of them at all.
Yeah. And then there are other things. I mean, most scientists are also kind of timid, and they hold the microphone 2 meters away, or in the background is music or the fridge or so. Most of these recordings I can't use.
So there's no Harry Smith of dialects going around the world collecting, or you are, though.
Yeah, but it's strange because, I've always made fun of these recordings, but then recently I found one, I got it from a friend, and suddenly it was the other way around, and finally I found a recording of a scientist who recorded, and he did it very good in a technical way, so the recordings were really clear, and he did exactly what I didn't like. He asked people for certain words, so he gave them pictures, photos of animals, and then asked me, well, what would you say in your village for this animal? But then somehow he made it that the melody was even in one word. So it's funny because they were speaking about butterflies. That was my metaphor for the recording. So the German word for butterfly is Schmetterling. So when I say Schmetterling, it sounds pretty flat. But near the Rhine, they have a very melodic dialect, and then they say Schmetterling. Schmetterling. Mm. Oh, that is a Schmetterling. So, yeah. So it was not what I expected. So the dialect was even in this very technical list of words. So I will use it for the next project. Because in the first series, I really did it in a very musical way. But I will now add it a second series. And then the whole approach will be a little bit different. I have now invited other people to imitate these dialects. So I invite musicians to the studio. And they get the recording.
So a cellist would come in and imitate the voice with a cello or with their voice?
No, with their voice, but their only by humming. Mm. So, yeah. Mm. And I wanted to... No, it's too late. But I can explain it a little. So you... I edit the recording, so I cut it in little snippets, then I loop it, so you hear one phrase 5 times or the other, and they get it on headphone, and then I tell them, now try to imitate these melodies, and then only by humming, so then it's like... Mm-hmm. And you can really listen how they are trying to imitate, and all this material, also the the beginning of the approach, the bad ones that are not really correct, will be material of the composition.
Are you mixing the in the end result? Are you mixing the two together? Hum with the
So then
it emphasizes the melodic qualities of the original voice even more, but it's another interpretation of that.
Yeah.
So it's a different kind of layer to the whole thing. Yes.
So now I would like to stop to talk about the dialect method and one step back to the language courses. Another conclusion that came to me was, it's interesting that even in these vocabulary lists that only exist of single words, there's some poetic, and you see images. And then I asked myself, how can I come to a material that is kind of half poetic, so not real from an author, and only maybe with repetitions and like a list? And I started to experiment with automatic speaking. So in the very beginning, it was more the idea to use the voice, also like a machine a little bit, because in Berlin I'm often in the so-called Echtzeit music scene. So Echtzeit means real-time music. Music scene, and it's there are a lot of improvising musicians, and particularly the brass players have a certain way of playing. Often they use rushing sounds and sounds sometimes like a little bit more mechanical, but it's very fascinating because they have such a wide spectrum of rushing sounds. It's and then for the voice, it was always like, the voice is always still a little bit, sounded kind of old-fashioned to me, because they can't get loose of this, I don't know, too much imitation of other things or too theatrical. And I thought, I could use a voice also in a mechanical way. And I invited speakers then, or musicians, to talk automatically, and
you mean talk like a robot or something?
Totally not like a robot, just without interruption. You have to talk, and I encourage them to talk fast, and kind of try to overtake their own thoughts. And then the first project, they were at home, but then I found out it's better when they walk. So there was one project, for example, that was very interesting for me. That was for a radio station in Germany, and I invited, I think, 8 or 9 persons to do a certain tour on the former airport, Tempelhof. So that's an airport field that's no longer used. It's a waste field. It's huge, and it's in the middle of the city. And I found out a certain tour, and then they were equipped with recording technique and headphones and mic, and then each one of them did the same tour, and they had to speak without interruption. And I gave them certain instructions. So only speak about things that you see. So nothing, not what your mother said last week or what you're going to do next week. Just everything is about the present. And try to use your mouth like a camera. So try to film your environment and try to see it like an analog camera with single image after the other, and then they had to walk all the time, and then it happened sometimes. So in the end, I had 10 like streams of consciousness. And then I did a radio piece with all these streams, these automatic speaking streams, and people try to, maybe I
sounds like speaking in tongues almost.
But actually we don't have the time to play from this piece. I play you another piece, because it's or maybe we have 2 or 3 minutes. I would like to play you one piece that's also based on automatic speaking, but in this case, the most of the speech is from an 8-year-old boy, and he didn't really follow my instructions. He did it a little bit differently, and there's also my own voice, And it's, yeah, that was the result of a residency in Portugal. And there was a lot of girls. Is it clear? What does anyone, everybody know what gorse is? It's kind of a plant with yellow blossoms.
No, I don't think we do. Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So the whole landscape was full of gorse, and yeah. So we were walking through this landscape of gorse, and yeah, we tried to talk about it all the time without any interruption. And I would like to play this. This is 17 minutes.
All right, that'll take us just about to the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And now I've just got out of the house and I'm going this way. And I can see some bushes next to the garden and something like a bamboo, a gigantic plant thing.
There's this plant.
But I don't know what it is. Mm-mm.
And the strange thing is that the very ends are rolled together.
Bracken, gorse, and...
It's like a field of little seahorses.
Some...
Ein Seepferdchenfeld.
Baby bracken.
Seepferdchen auf Stängeln.
Some more and
Seepferdchenstängelfeld. Feld.
A tree, a very, very old tree. The river's next to me.
Field.
And then
field.
The dog that keeps on barking.
I felt.
And then
felt
some more
field.
Baby bracken. And then the chickens. And lots more trees and a very, very, very old one that's got a big trunk and I think is hollow. And now lots of gorse, now nettles or brambles.
Here is...
Then lots of other bits of gorse and a few brambles.
Wooden sticks on the ground and... Bigger sticks.
Some grass, some bracken,
and stumps,
some gorse. Now, and a very long branch of brambles, and more grass, more gorse, and more dead bracken, more gorse. There's a lot of gorse around here, and more gorse again. A hint. And more brambles, more gorse, and then a bramble bush behind the wire that's holding back all the plants.
A sign and a man. Attention, cows, but there's a man coming, not a cow. And the man had a red cap. And the cow had no cap. No cap on the cow, but cap on the man. Cap. Keep, keep going.
A very rickety bridge that is very old, and some of the wood's rotting, and you can see down from it, so that's dangerous.
Seepferdchenfelder. Seepferdchen, die nicht schwimmen können.
A post. I don't know why it's there, but there's a post. A few more bracken bits, and then quite a few. Bramble bushes, lots of leaves next to me.
Blue flowers, very blue flowers. The most varied, the veriest, the most various bluest blue I can imagine for a flower.
Now there's lots of brambles next to me. Now there's a few. I'm coming up to a very old tree and a post that isn't exactly a post. It's somewhere where water comes down. And then a bush of bracken, dead bracken, and then a few gorse bits in it. And then after that bush of dead bracken, I'm still next to it. Just behind it, there's a field with a few bits of baby bracken. And now I'm still there, but I can see some gorse right next to me. And now I'm next to the very old tree.
Covered with lichen.
And I see it's very big, very big, very big.
I imagine that I'm the only person on a lonely planet that's covered only by moss and lichen. And I stroll around and see all the different shimmers of green, and it looks like craters. And I would take a moon car and would drive around through the lichen.
And then there's the stream, and there's a waterfall in it. And the tree is sort of just making it stop. But the water's just going under the tree, so it's not exactly making it stop. And then now I'm going up and walking on sort of gravelly things and things like that. Stones, basically. And then there's gorse, bracken, and a few bramble. Now it's nearly all gorse. Now the tree is behind me and I'm going up a hill. It's not that steep, but it is quite steep.
Up and up.
And then up, lots of gorse.
Up,
and
step up, 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 up.
Only two or three forget-me-nots or flowers. And up, then there's a few more.
Up.
Then rock next to the gorse, and then the gorse is covering the rock. And
up gorse, down gorse, left gorse, and right gorse. It's so much easier for the goats. I wonder if they even realize if they go up or down.
And it looks like some gorse trees there, even though you can't get them. The stems of the gorse have gone really high, so you can see them. And then there's another gorse, like it's like a gorse tree, even though you can't get with them. And then I can see a gigantic house. I'm above it though, with a blue roof and some white bits, and then a tiled balcony really at the end. Must belong to a very rich person. And it's gigantic. It's got a silver metal bit, chimney, and then a
pine needles,
stone
glass,
chimney
very
with
irregular,
can. It's made out of can on the top.
I have to walk irregularly.
And then there's a few trees, pine trees, and then there's some
stats. Regular steps.
Gorse.
Regular steps.
And there's flowers on this gorse. On some of this gorse as well.
Steps.
And
gorse.
Just normal gorse now. A few gorse flowers. And then just really high gorses above me and a few more things that I call gorse trees. And then... pine trees on my other side, and then gorse on the same side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 forget-me-nots and quite a few more. But then there's thousands more gorse than forget-me-nots. And then there's a tunnel, very weird tunnel. Well, it's not exactly a tunnel, because you can see out of it both sides. It's made out of X's and then lines down the middle. And then there's a light, strange, next to some bushes of lavender, I think it is. And then I'm going up quite a steep hill now. And another light, some weird reason. And it's more stony now. And then I'm going past a tube with water coming out, so it's making a little stream. A very narrow stream, though. And that pipe, I'm still walking past it, actually, and then some gigantic metal plates that I'm walking off. And then here's this is still the pipe. Now the pipe has sort of disappeared, but it's probably just underground. And then some sheep. You can probably hear the sheep's bells. Or probably not. Maybe. And there's this very weird fly thing.
No more talking. Just sit and look. I just let my tongue move. It's not talking. It's not talking. And I am sleepy. I am sleepy.
There's no way
and feel
out.
And
so, and now the hose is back. We're going past all the other things. Oh, and I haven't mentioned the eucalyptus woods here as well.
And seahorses on the clouds. They could swim away.
And there are lots of long ladders that I hadn't noticed. Really long ladders as well. And they go thinner and 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 thinner. And then I'm back to the metal plates. And then a pile of brambles. Then the pipe again. And then a house that I haven't noticed. That's next to the gate. And then there's a... weirdly, there's a fork thing on the top of the roof. That's probably because there's a garden that I... if I was in that garden, I could probably actually, well, climb onto the roof. And there's a bit of hay here and bracken on the roof. And then I've come back to the rope, then a laddery thing that's very short, and then a dip. And then I'm going back to the tunnely things.
Kick. Kick this pineapple, which is not a pineapple. It's... kick.
Then a red gate that's locked, only on one side though. And then a metal pipe thing.
No pine.
Then down. Yes, I'm going pine. On the other side this
no
time.
Pine.
Then a...
pine ball, it's more a pine pier or a pine plum than a pine...
A bramble thing that looks like an A coming on it, an A on its side. And now, pine cone, and the house is coming up. And then I can see a thing, a metal bar. And then it's going down, and then there's these little pillar thing. Well, draw things. And then on the top there's a concrete thing, or it might be marble thing, and then there's a concrete thing on top of that. And now I'm going back to a bracken thing with two gorse things.
There's present gorse.
Just normal gorse now.
Past gorse and future gorse.
And then
gorse and rocks.
There's a very, very old tree, then some pebbles, then a few brambles, then if there's a little hill, and then you get down to the river. And now I'm back to the chickens, and I can see Ancha on the swing, weirdly. And now I'm right next to the gate. Now I'm walking onto... I've gone through the gate and now I'm in the garden. And now I'm going up. I'm walking. And here I am, there it is. And now it's very near the end. I think it's the end now, actually. So, there. Bye-bye.
And that is the end from Antje Vollwinkel. And tell listeners what that was.
There was a piece called Gorse Things. And it's based on the method of automatic speaking. And I did it in Portugal in residency, where I met this young British boy. And we did the same tour and spoke about the same things, and then I mixed it.
All right. We've been speaking with Antje Vollwinkel, and you can go to her website, which is the spelling of her name, ANTJEVOWINCKEL.DE, for more information about your works. All right. Thank you so much for stopping by today.